Hello and welcome. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online. It is Sunday, the 19th of May, 2024, and here's your daily financial services news wrap. First off, if you're one of the thousands of small and medium-sized enterprises here in Australia, there's no doubt you're feeling the heat with the planned increase in super guarantees. It seems two-thirds of you find this more challenging than new labor laws or tougher tax enforcement. The super contribution rate, currently sitting at 11%, is pegged to nudge up to 12% by 2025. This spells out pressure on cash flow and raises compliance issues. Scott Pack's in-depth growth index report gives us an insight into the widespread impact this will have, with over 700 SMEs expressing worry. Strikingly, 97.3% of these are small businesses and 2.5% are medium-sized. Switching gears to the real estate sector, the Albanese government is drawing criticism for overlooking first-time homebuyers in its budget. Billions are being channeled into construction of new homes and enhancing infrastructure, yet direct support for first-home buyers grappling with skyrocketing property prices seems missing in action. On the other hand, property investor tax benefits remain untouched. Past buyer incentives unintentionally escalating prices are said to be the explanation for the absence of direct financial aid. The Greens propose utilizing the surplus to address the rental crisis, a pressing matter of concern. Now, in the insurance sphere, the Australian Senate is gearing up to investigate the effect climate risk has on the cost and availability of insurance. This investigation will spotlight affordability and access, scrutinizing barriers to coverage, especially in disaster-prone areas. Labor Senator Tony Sheldon, along with Greens Senator Maureen Faruqi, has expressed concern over the relationship between climate change, steep premiums, and community safety. The Insurance Council of Australia pledged to cooperate fully with this initiative, complementing ongoing inquiries into effective disaster responses and strategic insurance planning. Finally, accentuating the importance of mental health, former shopping center caretaker Andrew Hodson was awarded in excess of $1.2 million for PTSD following a fatal on-site accident. Despite objections from Lederer, Judge William Fitzsimmons saw fit to recognize the severe psychological trauma endured, demonstrating the potential ramifications employers may face in the future if mental health in the workplace is not appropriately addressed. This brings us to the end of your daily financial services news wrap from Financial Services Online. For more details, please head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Join me, Paige Estrotori, next time for your next update.